Our next item is.
Just before we go, if I could ask a question for staff on that, is it, has to do with Forest Landing, but more generally. If the commission votes to amend a condition like that, is the ordinance amended or retyped, or is there a note on it? In other words, 10 years from now, if somebody says, I want to see a copy of ordinance number 1594.
There'd be a separate letter. The ordinance doesn't get amended.
Okay.
Revised. It's an amendment. The ordinance allows for the commission to amend.
Yeah, I got that.
If it's their condition.
Just wondering if it tracks through with the ordinances. Okay.
Be a letter in the file.
Okay.
Added then. We've never done it that way.
Yeah.
We could.
Just attach one to like the copy that Robin has.
Oh, you mean an amendment? Yeah, we could do that.
Just even if it's the letter, so that, you know.
Yeah, 10 years down the road, nobody would know.
Yeah, right. I just haven't think of that.
All right, we need to talk about it.
Yeah, separately. I just dawned on me when we were talking about it. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
When our eyesight and our memory goes bad on it.
Right.
That's why we take notes and why we have staff with 20/20 vision. Next item is subdivision 2005-24, Cascade Properties LLC, Captain's Way subdivision, a time extension.
This is a request for a time extension. Commission granted preliminary approval with conditions on March 23rd of 2006. We granted 1 year time extensions June 20th of 2007, April 16th, 2008. And June 17th of 2009. When the last extension was granted, it was stipulated that that would be the last extension granted by the commission. This is the fourth request for an extension. The engineering firm has provided documentation that they have been working with the required agencies. I have a stack about this big that I didn't provide the commission members with. I didn't feel like being in the copier for about an hour.
But it's part of the record for
part of the record, yes.
And documentation as to the efforts. And
yes. And I did provide you a copy of Mr. Davidson's letter. Should you choose to grant another extension, your practice in the past has been to make it retroactive to the anniversary date of preliminary approval. And if you were to grant a fourth extension, the preliminary approval would be valid until March 23rd of 2011.
So if preliminary approval was granted, it would really be a six-month extension.
Right.
Wouldn't be a 1 year.
Yeah.
Huh?
If the extension was granted.
March, go from now.
Now to March. Right, but technically it expired on this past March. So we're just keeping in line with that.
Technically.
Right. Yeah, but it wouldn't be 1 year from today.
Right, and it appears as though they're about to get all their final approvals right around the corner anyhow.
Right.
So, you know, it's just a matter of a short time extension to complete that.
I agree with that, and I think this engineering firm has obviously demonstrated that they have been working with all the agencies. So with that, Mr. Chairman, my motion would be for subdivision 2005-24 Cascade Properties LLC, Captain's Way subdivision time extension, that the time extension be granted and it be retroactive to March 23rd, 2011.
Second.
Mr. Burton, would you be open to perhaps including in your motion some reasoning as to why we're taking this action? Because this has been a concern, I think, of everyone's, that we're going to set a precedent. And I think if we're going to allow extensions beyond what we have, we need to say why we're doing it. In order to preserve our ability to differentiate in the future. If we simply approve it without explanation, I'm a little concerned that that might set too broad of a precedent for us. So if you could...
I agree with that. I think the precedent that the reason that I made that
right.
motion was because of the documentation that the
Because the engineer has demonstrated overwhelmingly that the approvals have been diligently pursued.
The give and take back and forth through the emails of, through all the agencies.
That they work diligently upon behalf of their client to
exactly
get all the final
That's
approvals.
That's what I'm looking for.
As Mr. Abbott is saying that is in the file.
Yes.
Because, as you know, gentlemen, that won't always be the case when somebody walks up, you know.
It may not be.
And my concern is that we don't want a precedent on the books that doesn't say why we did it.
Now,
if we don't say why, then they got it because they asked for it.
I think one of the things that has eased me with this exchange of information is that the government agencies are responding. It wasn't just a letter from the engineering firm that
right,
you know,
and that's what I'm
supported by the government agencies.
Right,
back.
That's all I wanted to do was to kind of get that in the forefront of the record, so to speak. I know it's in the record, but I'd like it to be in the forefront of the record in your motion. So,
yeah, I'd say please don't diminish your request, Chairman Wheatley, because I feel like I need some bright line guidance as to how I'm voting, and I thank you, Mr. Burton, for including that in your motion.
And I'm second the additions to the motion.
All right. Just to tie into that, I know we went over this last month. You know, there's a provision in the code that allows for waiver or of strict compliance with the requirements of the subdivision code. You know, but only if the circumstances warrant it. And you know, and that's unusual circumstances or hardship or, you know, in other words. And specifically that the conditions weren't self-imposed, you know. That in other words, the developer or the engineers just didn't sit around without making any efforts to accomplish the work.
There's a distinct difference between a project that sits on an engineer's desk for 6 months and a project that sits on an agency's desk for 6 months. I mean, one there's some control over, the other, not so.
Yeah.
So.
But I think it's important to note, you know, that it may be apparent that it's sitting on an agency's desk, but only because the developer doesn't agree with what the agency said.
Agreed.
That, you know,
that's why I want us to be very careful about doing these, granting these extensions beyond the usual policy limit for that reason.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. In addition, Mr. Chairman, from the information that's been provided to us, it's obvious that the applicant is proceeding with his application. It's not a matter of sitting on it.
Right.
So their intention, as stated in information submitted to us, is that they're striving to obtain final approvals from all the agencies. So it's not a matter, again, of someone seeking a delay. Rather, this applicant is seeking to have the additional time just to secure all the final approvals so they can proceed with the subdivision.
Yeah,
note that this process has changed since last year when we grant preliminary approval. It's now valid for 3 years, period.
Right.
They don't have their permits and the final approval within that 3 years. There is no time extension. They have to start over. We haven't seen that yet, but that's
not yet.
That's what it assumes going to happen.
Right.
Might be a little different.
Right. It's been moved and seconded to grant a one-year time extension retroactive to the date of approval for Captain's Way subdivision number 2005-24 Cascade Properties LLC, in view of the fact that the applicant has diligently pursued all design and permit requirements of the various agencies and has not significantly contributed to the delay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.